Okay, get ready, because today we're tackling a topic that's, well, more exciting than it sounds at first. Fences.
Fences, yeah. But not just any fences, right?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
This is about to get way more interesting than just picking out some wood from the hardware store.
We're talking about making a choice that could impact your house, your yard, maybe even your wallet, for years to come.
And to navigate this fence frenzy, we're diving deep into an article from the folks over at Sky Fence Company.
They're the pros.
They really are. It's called Choosing Between Horizontal or Vertical Fences, What's Best for Your Home.
And it's good stuff. Like, they're not just trying to sell you a fence. They're trying to make sure you get the right fence.
Yeah, none of that just buy it and hope for the best stuff.
Exactly. They lay it all out there, how the direction of your fence boards, horizontal versus vertical, can actually, like, really impact things.
Big time. We're talking budget considerations, how well your fence will handle the quirks of your specific yard.
And even how long it'll actually last. Because nobody wants a flimsy fence, right?
No way. Durability is key.
Absolutely. And speaking of style, we've got to address the elephant in the room, horizontal fences. They're everywhere right now.
Super trendy. I've been scrolling through those home design blogs, and let me tell you, those horizontal fences are looking pretty sleek and modern.
Total backyard oasis vibes, right?
Totally. But I also get the feeling there might be a catch.
Oh, there's often a catch. And in this case, it usually comes down to those dollar signs.
Here it comes. Hit me with it.
Those long horizontal boards, they need some serious support to prevent them from, well, basically turning into a hammock.
Sagging. Nobody wants a saggy fence.
Nobody. So to combat that, you're often looking at using higher grade lumber, which equals a higher price tag.
So that sleek, modern look comes at a premium.
Okay, I'm starting to see the trade-offs here. But there's got to be a way to cut costs, right?
Not really. In fact, it gets a bit worse. Because those long horizontal boards need extra support, the article points out that you usually need more fence posts, too.
More posts, more materials, more labor. It all adds up.
Exactly. And that can really sneak up on you if you're not careful. But hey, it's not all doom and gloom in horizontal fence land.
Oh, there's a silver lining.
There might be. The article hinted at something pretty interesting about horizontal fences and how they handle the elements. Okay, now you've got my attention. Lay it on me.
So they were saying that while horizontal fences might cost more up front, they could actually be more weather resistant in the long run.
Hold on, really? I would have thought all those horizontal boards would mean more surface area exposed to rain, snow, all that fun stuff.
Right. It seems counterintuitive. But think about it this way. When rain hits a horizontal surface, what does it do?
It runs right off.
Exactly. And that's the key. With vertical boards, the water can kind of get trapped, especially between the boards, which over time can lead to, you know,
rot, decay, the dreaded fence enemies.
Exactly. But with those horizontal boards, the water sheds off much more easily, which could mean a longer lifespan for your fence, especially in a place like Seattle, where Sky Fence Company is based.
Makes you think twice about those horizontal fences, right?
Mm-hmm.
They might be pricier up front, but that durability could save you money down the line.
That's what they're saying. But here's the thing. No matter how amazing your fence material is, it all comes down to installation.
The golden rule of any home improvement project.
Right. A poorly installed fence is going to be a headache no matter what.
Before we move on from horizontal fences, I got to ask about those materials you mentioned. Woven wood, aluminum. Those sound fancy.
Yeah, you can get really, like, design forward with horizontal fences.
Right. So we're talking top tier price range too then.
They can definitely be an investment, yeah. But they add a whole different dimension, you know?
Okay, so, like, picture this. I've got this woven wood fence. What's the vibe?
Instant warmth. Texture. It's like bringing a natural element into your outdoor space, but in a really modern way.
And aluminum. Doesn't scream fence to me at first, but...
But it can be super sleek, very minimalist. Think high-end... modern architecture.
See, now you're just tempting me with these possibilities. Okay, time to rein it in before I blow my entire budget on a fence.
Maybe we should talk about vertical fences for a bit.
The classic. To be honest, I kind of wrote them off as a bit, you know, basic.
Basic. Oh, no. Vertical fences have their own charm. And practicality, let me tell you.
The article did say they're usually the more budget-friendly and DIYable option, right?
For sure. We're talking classic wood choices here, like your pines, your cedars, all readily available.
Okay, that's definitely a plus. Practicality and possibly easier on the wallet.
Yeah.
So what else we got?
This is where I get excited. Vertical fences are the undisputed champs when it comes to uneven terrain.
You're speaking my language. My backyard is basically a series of gentle hills.
See? perfect for a vertical fence. You can adjust the boards, like stagger them or create a sort of stair-step effect to follow the flow of the land.
No more excavating my entire yard to get a flat surface.
No way! Vertical fences work with your landscape, not against it.
That's a huge win in my book. Speaking of wins, let's talk privacy. Isn't that one of the main reasons people get fences anyway?
Totally. And I mean, it might seem obvious, but
vertical boards, they're like already there.
Exactly. You've
Yeah.
got your privacy built right in just by the nature of those tightly spaced vertical boards.
Simple, effective. I could dig it, but I feel like you're about to drop some fence wisdom on me.
Well, think about it this way. That inherent privacy of a vertical fence, it doesn't just keep prying eyes out.
It also adds a layer of like security, right?
Bingo! Those tightly packed vertical boards, they're not just keeping nosy neighbors at bay, they're also a deterrent for anyone trying to, hop the fence.
Okay, that's a big plus for peace of mind. So, vertical fences, they might not be as trendy, but they're practical, budget-friendly, good for security. Am I missing anything?
Don't forget that classic charm. They just work well with so many different house styles.
Right, they're kind of timeless in a way.
Exactly. Less likely to clash with your neighbor's aesthetic, too, which, speaking of neighbors,
Oh, right. Good fences make good neighbors, or so the saying goes.
exactly.
Well, this has been quite the deep dive. Seriously, I feel like I need to go look at fence designs now.
There's a whole world out there.
There really is. But before we send our listeners down that rabbit hole, could you recap those key decision-making factors from the article one more time?
You got it. So they made it super simple. Budget, aesthetics, and your specific landscape.
Three things everyone can wrap their heads around. Okay, so budget first. We talked about how those initial costs can be deceiving.
It's all about the long game. Like, yeah, you could save a few bucks by going with a cheaper material, but
But then you're replacing it every few years because it warped or rotted. Not exactly a money saver.
right. The article actually had this perfect example. They're based in Washington State, lots of rain there.
Yeah, not exactly known for its dry spells.
So they were saying if you cheap out on wood in a wet climate like that, you're basically asking for trouble.
Makes sense. You wouldn't get the cheapest roof if you knew it rained all the time, so same goes for fences, I guess.
Exactly. Invest wisely, my friend. Okay, now for aesthetics. This one's a bit more, it's subjective.
Did each their own style.
Right. But it's about more than just your own personal preference. Your fence should complement your house, your overall property.
It's got to fit in, not stick out like a sore thumb.
Exactly. Like, imagine a super modern house with, like, a white picket fence.
Oh no, the clash.
Right. It throws off the whole vibe.
Okay, aesthetics matter. Not just for me, but for the poor neighbors who have to look at it too. Which, again, back to the good fences, good neighbor's idea.
See, it all connects.
It does. Okay, last but not least, landscape. We've talked about this one a bit, but it's crucial.
It's make or break, honestly. Like, remember how we talked about those hills in your backyard? Imagine trying to force a horizontal fence on that.
I'd rather not.
It wouldn't be pretty. The article even talked about needing retaining walls sometimes. Just a mess.
Okay, message received. Work with your landscape, not against it. Hills. Vertical fence time.
Exactly. Sometimes Mother Nature knows best.
Well, there you have it. Who knew we could talk about fences for this long?
And this isn't even scratching the surface.
Right, seriously. But I think our listeners have enough to think about for now. They're well on their way to becoming fence connoisseurs.
Fence experts, and if they want even more, that Sky Fence Company website is a gold mine.
A treasure trove of fence wisdom. Speaking of wisdom, you did have that little thought-provoking question for everyone to ponder, the one the article didn't quite address.
Oh, right. We talked about those good neighbors, but like, what happens when your fence style and your neighbor's existing fence, what happens when they clash? Do you try to match it? Or is it a polite fence off?
Now we're getting into the psychology of fences. That's a deep dive for another day.
Absolutely. But until then, happy fencing, everyone.